if I still feel. Yeah. And nothing hurts anymore. I feel kind of free. We're still the kids we used to be. Still the kids we used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I put my hand on a stove to see if I still bleed.
Yeah,
and nothing hurts anymore. I feel kind of free.
Hard to see behind closed eyes, and it's hard to love unless you try. And how do you let someone in and let them know all you've been? Well, but sadly it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. When I'm with you, it stops the time. And I feel pardon from my crimes. In your love and gracious ways, I could spend the rest of my days. Well, but sadly it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh honey, please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
This is the Radio Bros Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're late again.
A little late.
Because my key doesn't work.
And I forgot mine.
Yeah, so this is like kind of deja vu from last show. If you tuned in to last show, it's basically the same exact thing happened last time. But eventually, like my key didn't work at all last semester, and I'm hoping that this semester it will, because like they just sent out the email that's like, give us your ID if you can access Studio B, and that rhymed. Wow, sick bars. And I did. I gave them my ID, and then they said it might take a week to process. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna email them about it because it'll work, because it's been a week, and it's been a week, and it still doesn't work. So that's really sad. I'm gonna pull up a song real quick. And then DJ Abu Sali will have some songs for us. I'm really unprepared for this show, so you might get a little bit more DJ Abu Sali than me, but we'll see what happens. Or you'll just get really weird, zany stuff from me, from like what I've been listening to. But anyway, here is Wings by Just a Gent on his EP Urca. It's pretty chill. It's pretty nice. Let's listen to it.
Great.
I probably should have faded us in there. That was kind of sudden.
It was kind of abrupt.
Very sorry about that. I'm kind of lazy, so I just have the volume on the mics like up, and I just turn them on and off.
Yeah, we're pros.
We're pros.
Second semester pros. Anyhow, we got a winter health PSA for you guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Very, very important PSA, because one of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like, you guessed it, the coronavirus, is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Really? Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which, along with exercise and stress reduction, helps keep your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Yes, go hit the gym. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing, if possible. Stay home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. A public health message from WFMO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow, that had a lot of information in it.
My God.
It was kind of like an essay.
Yeah, I kind of but important. Wash your hands.
Yeah, it is important. Wash your hands. And it said something about like sleeping and eating well and exercising, and I realized I've been doing like almost none of those things. I take the stairs up to the fourth floor. That's kind of a lot of exercise.
I do sleep.
Yeah.
I do sleep. Because
like you have to.
Yeah, you have to sleep, but like duration.
As I'm chilling my yerba mate outside the window so I can drink it tonight and finish my comp project at like 4 in the morning. Dude, this comp project, I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. I ranted to DJ Abusali a little bit, but like last week he was like, here's a linked list, which is like a data structure where you're connecting these things, and it's pretty simple. It was like the homework itself was a little difficult because he made it difficult, but it wasn't like hard. It was just a lot, I guess. And this one is like, we went all of a sudden from like building a very basic data structure to like building a simulation for the Yamamoto metro station in Japan. Whoa. So it's like we have to simulate passengers getting on and off of this train at different stations that are like created from whatever file he puts into it. And it's just like, it was a big jump,
That's a leap.
Yeah, it's a leap, you know, and I'm almost done, I guess. And it's kind of cool because, like, Japan things, and if you've been tuning into the show for the past 3 weeks, you've understand I've devolved into full weeb. But, yeah, it was kind of a jump. What are any of your classes do anything like that?
Jumps.
Any jumps?
No jumps, but my visualizing colonialism class, I do have to watch a movie every week.
Every week. They're all like old,
they're
right?
all like 30s or 1910.
It's like black and white.
What was the one I watched with no, do you remember the name?
I don't know why
I'm asking my roommate who
you were like
black and white. It's about the KKK, like the reviving the KKK.
Visualizing colonialism.
If you look up KKK movie 1910, it should probably come up.
Okay, wait, let's look that up. This is going to be really weird in the search history of the radio station. KKK movie.
But this movie had
1910.
Like, really.
The Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation. Yeah, that's the one.
Dang.
It's famous. But no sound. I mean, except this music, which.
It says it's glorifying the KKK?
Yeah.
So it was like propaganda for.
It was straight up. Yeah, it was racist as heck.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. No, it revived the KKK.
That's so weird. I remember you were like telling me a little bit about this, but I didn't know it was like.
No, it was like.
Why is it called The Birth of a Nation?
Yeah. No, there was a scene. There's like one of the premises of the movie is this white woman would rather jump off a cliff and die than be held by like a black man.
Oh my.
And that's how like the movie kind of starts off in the first 20 minutes. And then and they eventually like lynch the guy. I mean, it's honestly, it's horrible.
Holy crap.
It's horrible. But yet, it's nominated for so many awards.
That's so weird.
Because it's like one of the hallmarks in filmmaking, technically speaking.
Yeah.
But of course, the subject is,
The subject is so, like, I would get it if it was like a documentary, because there's like a recent movie that came out. I have no idea. KKK movie, recent.
Yeah.
Oh. I have no idea. Not the best of enemies.
Oh, the one where he goes undercover?
Yeah, the guy who plays Harry Potter or something, right?
I know.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Is it Daniel Radcliffe?
Isn't it?
Wow. I thought it was
Daniel Radcliffe, KKK movie. This is so bad. Imperium. Yeah.
Okay.
Imperium. He's like a neo-Nazi person. And like that won awards because it was like, this is what it's like in this like held back community. Like, because it still exists today on a very, very minor scale.
Mm.
And they were, like, documenting it and what it's like and, like, making it a not a thriller, but, like, a thriller drama, I guess. And it was, like, it was cool, but they weren't saying, like, do this.
Hmm.
Is the 1910 movie being, like, please join our cause?
There is no, like, they're not backing down. Yeah.
That's insane.
It genuinely, historically revived.
Right. Like, it makes,
the Ku Klux Klan,
It makes sense. I guess, because that was, like, what was going
like
on
membership
back
numbers
then.
Soared afterwards.
That's ridiculous. Like,
I know, right?
That's so crazy.
Speaking of movies, by the way, the Oscars were tonight.
Yeah, I didn't check into that.
Yeah, I watched the last, like, 3 minutes, because Kasha, a friend of ours, told me, and Parasite won Best Picture, Korean film.
Yeah, that was...
Which is absolutely astounding. I haven't even seen it, but now I definitely will.
It won...
Best Picture,
four?
Director... A lot. Yeah.
Best Picture was Parasite. Best actor was Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm the Joker. I still have to see that movie.
Me too. Yeah, we should see that.
Our whole floor was going to go together, and then it just didn't happen. Work out. Best supporting actor is Brad Pitt. Dang. That's that sounds like a downgrade for him. You know what I'm saying? best actress, Renee Zellweger as Judy. I don't even know what that's from.
I don't know either.
Oh, Judy's the movie.
Oh.
Is it? You know what they say. Laura Dern as The Marriage Story, best supporting actress. Best director is...
the Korean
Bong Joon-ho is Parasite.
Mm.
And then best original music score was Joker. I didn't know the music in that was so good. That sounds good.
Is it Hans Zimmer?
Oh, Little Women was in fourth. I went to go see that movie and the music was mediocre. There was one girl who was really good at the piano.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't see any of these movies. Wow, I feel really out of...
Let's see here. Best animated feature was Toy Story 4. But that makes sense. All the animated movies this year...
I saw Toy Story 4, yeah. It was
actually,
sad.
Spies in Disguise was pretty good. Where is that? Why is it below, Klaus and Missing Link and I Lost My Body? You know what? Best foreign language films is Parasite. Best original screenplay is Han Jin-Moon on Parasite. Wow.
Awesome.
I'm just kind of catching up on this. Maybe we should play some more music.
Let's definitely play some more music while we continue to research this
and give you all the hot tips that are going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, next we've got
Enjoy Codex by Radiohead. Yeah. This is Poetry.
Let's go.
Thank you.
to cut his song short, but I realize I have to bring my finger back over here to pause it. Okay. Good. Very nice song. Very chill.
Yeah, very chill.
Liked it a lot.
For sure.
We kept looking at some of the awards, and honestly, it was mostly like Parasite and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is like great for those movies. But also, we were both like, what happened in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? I haven't seen it, and DJ Abu Salih hasn't seen it.
I've only seen the trailer, yeah.
Right, but the plot is like, there's like that old movie, Swingers. I don't know if you've ever seen it. Probably not. It's not, I don't know if it's popular or not, but it's basically like, there's no plot to the movie. It's just like these two guys that live in California and then like go to Vegas and then come back, and it's just like their life. Like nothing like dramatic happens really. And it's just like an hour and a half of like watching what these guys do. And it was kind of interesting, but I feel like this one is supposed to be kind of like that, except there is like a hidden plot that happens that like doesn't make any sense. Is what I've
Oh, really?
Heard. Okay. Yeah, like it's not like in a good way, like in a like
in a non-Oscar way.
Right. But hey man, if I haven't seen it, I'm not going to judge it, I guess. Yeah. What was the other one that was pretty good? Our nice award was 1917 got best visual effects because DJ Abu Salih told me.
One shot.
Yeah, it's filmed like it's supposed to
seamlessly
like look like one shot, even if it wasn't like it looks like that in the movie. And I think that's really cool for a war movie. It's like it really gets you into that. I told you about it, but like I'll tell them all eight of our listeners. Let's see here, wait, refresh. All nine of our listeners.
Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you all for listening. Thank you. It means a lot. To the truckers, to my brother, to people on our floor.
Yep. Yeah. Too late for my family.
Oh, that's true. Well, they're in New York too, so it's like it is one. For my family, it's midnight. You know,
so it's a little bit earlier. Yeah,
you're on my brother's still out here studying, probably, or playing Pokemon if he's being irresponsible. But hey.
My phone just died.
No, it did.
Right, I'll think of songs from my head.
Okay. Yeah. We'll figure it out. We've been doing a lot of talking this episode too. It's kind of nice though. Well, it's nice for me at least. I don't know.
It's refreshing. Yeah. For sure.
I'm so awake. This time slot. We talked about it last time, but this time slot is like infinitely better than
it
the
really
last
is.
One.
And beginning of the week, you know, starting off strong.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Because I can like come back and, like I said, drink my yerba mate and then just grind up this comp and don't go to sleep and then go to calc and then rest until comp at 3, maybe. That might be the move.
That's nice.
I'm not positive, though. That sounds kind of like a bad idea. We'll see.
I support it.
Yeah, anyway, I guess next we've got Hold by Elefante, and it's a Candyland remix. I don't really listen to a whole lot of Candyland, but apparently I listened to this song. I just went back on YouTube and like, because before I had a Spotify, I put all my like videos that I liked or music that I liked in like a YouTube playlist. And I just went back to that playlist after like not going there for 2 or 3 years and found some other songs that I put on here. So this one's a little bit more electronic, but it's kind of got a nice vibe to it. So I figured I would play it on the show. Here's Hold by Elefante, Candyland Remix.
Some things come away, some things. I know you and I will never change. Whoa, smile for the camera cause the world's on fire. Cheers to the moment when the walls run wild. I'll be holding on with you. Dance with the devil in the pouring rain. Sharks in the water but it's all the same. I'll be holding on. I'll be holding on with you.
Here comes the analog fade-in as I bring my voice closer to the microphone.
Me too.
Too lazy to move the knobs.
Pros. Anyhow, next up, we got Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, which I am learning on guitar.
That's
as a beginner.
Right. Yeah, DJ Abu Sali.
Yeah, I'm embracing my raw red fingertips.
Yeah, that's...
Definitely worth it.
Yeah, you'll get the calluses
exactly.
Soon, and then you'll
2 weeks.
Good.
That's what Google Box told me. 2 weeks.
2 weeks of like consistent playing, or like,
At this rate, basically okay. Consistent playing. It's kind of I'm equating it to either weightlifting or climbing. I got calluses from that.
Yeah.
So and that takes about the same amount of time. So.
Okay. Well, but hopefully those come soon, because like every time you come back, it's like my fingers.
I know I can't practice for 15 minutes
at a time. Oh, that's
so I'll do like.
So you do like 15 minutes and like wait 30?
Like wait an hour. Like I went to the Granoff Music Center. It's a library there, mm-hmm. which I've never done. But I'd study for an hour. Guitar 10 minutes, study an hour.
Oh, that's kind of nice actually.
Yeah, it was good, honestly. Felt productive.
Yeah, I might start doing that. But actually, yeah, I might do that on like a Saturday or something.
Honestly, I recommend it.
Because
really
I don't play guitar, so it doesn't happen to my fingers. But like my wrist starts to hurt after piano for like an hour.
Yeah.
So... Maybe I'll do like piano for an hour, physics for two, piano for an hour or something.
Yeah, it's honestly sick.
It's kind of nice. But anyway, this is the song that DJ Abu Sali is learning.
Yes, please enjoy.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
It's a classic.
I walk this empty this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
It's different, he says.
Yes, I usually listen to the one from the theater show, American Idiot.
Yeah.
And the end ends with, City of the Dead, City of the Dead. And the beginning's a little different.
Really?
Interesting. I don't know if the word is dead, by the way, so don't quote me on that. But City of the Something. But
yeah.
Yeah, interesting. No, it's similar, of course, but the intros and the ending is different. Hmm.
But that's the song you're learning.
Yeah, that's song,
a fun one to learn, learning. Actually.
Yeah, dude. My fingers don't agree. But.
We were looking up some other Green Day songs, because apparently they made one within 3 months or so that's completely different from what they usually make. And then DJ Abu Salih said, I don't really listen to a whole lot of Green Day, but I know, because like everyone knows American Idiot. Mm-hmm. That one's like staple. And then Wake Me Up, When September Ends.
And Boulevard. And
Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And then Holiday, which we might play later because I kind of forget how it goes, but it's pretty good. Green Day's a nice group. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
They're pretty solid.
Yeah.
Anyway, I already forgot. Oh, I queued up a song that my friend Malachi, the guy who composed the last one, he just sent me this one. And he's like, look at this artist that I found, and they're like not very popular at all, but honestly, the whole album that they released was like really good. And I don't remember. I'm playing the one that he sent me. I think there was one on the album that I liked more, but I don't remember the title of it. So we're not playing that one. Instead, we're going to play A Tune Without Words by Sweet Dove, which I know sounds like very feminine. But like, hey, man, I'm going to listen to Sweet Dove. Yeah, right? They're better than pigeons. Yeah. I can't say that too loud. My brother will actually like override my phone and play dumb stuff on the radio just to like get out my back for saying that.
A pigeon guy?
He loves pigeons.
Has he seen a New York City pigeon?
I took a picture of like some dude feeding pigeons in New York, and there's like 150 of them on the stairs, you know? And I sent it to him, I think. I definitely showed it to him. I don't know if I ever sent it to him. But yeah, he really likes pigeons. He went to go see Spies in Disguise, which is the movie where they turn Will Smith into a pigeon.
Oh.
He went to go see that like 3 times in theaters.
Matt, New York City pigeons are different, though.
Yeah, the rats with wings.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, they don't care if you hit them with a car. They won't move half the time. They're so lazy. Yeah.
That seems like...
My friend caught a pigeon.
Yeah, that would be like what my brother would do all the time.
By its wings and like held it up. My God. Yeah,
that's that terrifying.
It was. He's crazy. Anyhow.
Anyhow.
Here we have Malachi.
Yeah, Tune Without Words by Sweet Dove. Thank you. Boom.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that. That was 2 + 2 = 5, but in the song they say 2 and 2 make 5. But that's based off Orwell's 1984, which is a dystopian novel about the world in 1984. The book was written like the 40s or 50s, and how the government watches over us. And 2 + 2 = 5 just is talking about how you tell a lie. If you tell a lie enough times, it becomes the truth, and that's what the government was doing in the book. So yes,
that's a really good book, and I have to read it. I still haven't read it. So good. And everyone is like, "This is an amazing book." I also have to finish Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I also started that and never finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far did you make it?
Embarrassing to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you read a good amount?
I made it like a little bit over halfway, and then I had to give the book back to the library, and I like never rented it again.
Oh yeah.
What I mean by that is I like lost it in my room, and I had to keep checking it out for like months online, and then by the time I found it, I was like, I can't be responsible for this book anymore, and I yeeted it back to the library.
I have it at home. So
yeah, I have a copy. Dana has a copy too. Oh, yes, so okay. I have one in my room right now that I just haven't opened because I'm like busy doing other stuff like watching anime.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the song I'm playing is the opening to an anime, but that's not really where I know it from. I just know it because Malachi, he's like my big like music source for like really fun/obscure stuff, which is. Like, I think that I listen to fun/obscure stuff, and then he has, like, all this other stuff.
And then he makes it.
Right, you know? So, this is by Millie, and it's a song called Rightfully, and it's just really, like, epic and intense. And some of the lyrics, if you catch them, are very, like, they're, like, D&D terms, because the anime is about, like, a Dungeons & Dragons world, where the main character is the player that's controlled by the, like, player. But then every other character in the game is like an NPC slash like basically everyone's living in this world, and then there's like this one guy who seems like he's very robotic slash controlled, and that's like the one that the player is. And it's kind of it's supposed to be like a dark comedy, I guess, because like in D&D you like go out and like kill things, or like you depending on how lucky you were with your role, you like do good stuff or bad stuff, you know? And like in this one it's like a lot of people don't really understand why this guy does anything that he does, and it's because he's controlled by like a player up above. And I don't know, I haven't seen it. I don't think I plan on watching it anytime soon, because the first episode was really controversial for like reasons I don't think I can say on the radio.
Oh
yeah. So I don't think I can bring myself to watch it, or if I do I'll probably just skip that episode. But like the theme song is really good in my opinion, and
aside all that, theme song.
Yeah, right? And so Millie just made one called Static for the movie based off of the anime that's coming out. But this is the original theme song called Rightfully from the TV animation. Yeah, let's get into it, I guess, after that huge talk about random stuff. Anyway.
It's a prelude.
Yeah, prelude.
Dreams, fooling, crying.
Yeah, so that's what I've been listening to on my way to class, and it makes me feel like a baller because I'm like trudging at 9:30 in the morning, and it's just a really like grandiose track, you know? It's like everywhere, and it speeds up, and it is really epic chords. Anyway, DJ Abusali's phone is dead, so he lost his playlist, and he had to come up with a song to cue, and I told him, like, you better go fast because there's 15 seconds left in this song. And
I went to the universal go-to song,
which is
Pump It
by the Black Eyed Peas. So let's get that going. This will probably be our last song. We'll probably just talk until the next DJ comes on. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
Cool. Here comes Pump It by the Black Eyed Peas.
Sizzling. is live and direct, rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls, we're in it, do they think? Pump it, louder, come on, don't stop, and keep it going, do it. Let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
All right, there we go. That was Pump It by the Black Eyed
Black
Peas.
Black Eyed Peas.
A brilliant go-to. We've got 2 minutes left in our show, but the next DJ is here, so we'll probably just skirt on out. You've been listening to the Radio Bros Show. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And coming up next on Aux 2, probably Mic 1, is...
A name that's hard to pronounce?
They had a large barge with a radio tower antenna on it.
There we go. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, this is DJ Abu Sali.
And this is DJGo, and we are signing off with this very smooth transition of probably 5 to 10 seconds of silence, unless you just want to, like,
or
shout.
No time at all.
No time at all.
Oh, whoa.
Welcome, welcome,
seamless.
Welcome. Welcome back. This is the 6th ever time that I've been doing a radio show. Maybe it'll be my best one. Maybe it won't be. But we'll see how it goes. This is the... an episode all about air, the first of 4 episodes of the 4 classical elements. We're starting the evening off with a Talking Heads song called Air from an album called Fear of Music.